Later on this afternoon and this evening, all the high schools in the cities of Bismarck and Mandan will be holding their commencement exercises, and the class of 2017 will be receiving their diplomas and walking across the stage. And so in light of the fact that we're in our final days and hours of our graduation season, and given the fact that many of you haven't had the opportunity this year to take a final exam, I'm going to do something a bit cheesy right off the bat. So a little bit of a pop quiz final exam for all of you in the spirit of today. Question one, true or false? You don't have to say it. The answer, keep it to yourself. Today is May 28th, 2017. Not telling you the answer. Question two, true or false? On May 28th, 2017, we as Christians profess and believe that Jesus is alive and not dead. Not telling you the answer. Question three, true or false? This time between the ascension, which we celebrate today, and the second coming of Christ, is a time when Christ has temporarily removed himself from any kind of active participation in our lives. Not telling you the answer. Today's feast day, everyone, of the Ascension of the Lord, of course, marks and remembers the very end of that 40-day period 2,000 years ago when Jesus was visibly seen by his apostles, by his disciples, when they could hear his voice as you are hearing my voice, when they could touch him and put their hands in his side and in his hands, when they could eat with him, when they could hug him, when they could physically experience the risen Lord for 40 days after the resurrection and before the ascension. And today we remember that event after those 40 days where he ascended into heaven and is now no longer visibly present for us to see and touch and hear as they were 2,000 years ago in Israel. Now, that's what's going on. That's what we celebrate. But that seems a bit ironic, huh? Why would we celebrate that? Shouldn't we mourn it? Shouldn't we say, oh, Jesus, please come back so we can see you again and touch you again and hear you again. Please come back soon. But actually, the church says that this feast day of the Ascension, Jesus has not somehow distanced himself from us. In fact, he is closer to us now than he was in those 40 days. Let me say that again. Jesus is now closer to us today than he was at the time of those 40 days when he was appearing to his apostles. How? How has he not somehow distanced himself? Because now he is where he belongs. He's in his kingdom, which we call heaven. He's at home. And through the feast day that we'll celebrate 7 days from now, Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Jesus' activity and ministry and closeness is just as available to us now than ever before. It's a remarkable truth of the faith. And so it's important for us to remember, although we can't see him like you see me, although you can't hear him like you hear me, although you can't touch him like you can touch anyone else, because don't touch me, he's closer to us because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and his reigning in heaven today. He's in heaven. It's a remarkable thing. You can buy a spaceship and search the whole galaxy, the whole universe, the whole whatever, and you won't find his body. Because the Christian faith professes that he is in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father, body and soul. That is the truth of the faith that every Christian denomination professes, that he right now is in heaven, body and soul. But what's important for us to remember is that although he has, in a sense, left us in this physical, visible way, because we're united with him through baptism, everyone, he takes us with him. Just as he took on our human nature when he became man, he now takes our human nature, which means all of us, to heaven with him. That he takes us with him. And at the end of our lives, he does that in a most remarkable way. So the ascension is about Christ taking us somewhere. And where does he take us? He takes us with him. Where to? To his true home. Now, I know heaven can be a hard thing to talk about. In fact, Pope Benedict, our previous pope, said that heaven is actually not a place like we think of time and places. Heaven is actually a person, and that person's name is Jesus. And heaven is simply being with Jesus, which means what? We live heaven on earth when we're close to him. We bring heaven to earth when we allow our own lives to conform with his, when we allow our own wills to align with his. We somehow, some way, in a very mysterious way, I know, live heaven here on earth. Because heaven is essentially not a place, but a friendship with the risen one. Now, let me acknowledge something else. Of all the truths of our faith, of everything we profess about Christ, from his incarnation to the miracles that he performed throughout his life to the resurrection, it is safe to say that this feast day of the Ascension is one of the hardest ones for our modern minds to understand, because oftentimes we need to see in order to believe. And right now we're talking about a body that's in heaven that we can't see. So what's our job? To ask one basic question. Do I believe the promises of Christ or not? Do I believe the promises that he has made in Scripture about his heavenly kingdom or not? The Christian faith hinges on that basic question. Do we believe in the promises that Jesus Christ has made or not? The existence of heaven, the fact that he's in heaven now, and our invitation to enter into heaven is based on whether or not we believe in the promises of him. The prerequisite, everyone, for the Christian faith is faith. It's a prerequisite. In order for Jesus to act, we have to have faith. Notice in his public life, when all of a sudden he couldn't do things anymore, what oftentimes did the people lack? A lack of faith. And faith is one of those theological virtues that can only be increased by the grace of God. So what is our job? Very simple. To beg for an increase of faith where we lack it. And what does faith lead to? Love. When we have faith in people, we love them more. When you have faith in your spouse, you love them more. When you have faith in your parents, you love them more. When you have faith in your boss, you love them more. When our faith for Jesus increases, so too does our love for him. This feast day is about allowing Jesus to take us where he wants to take us, and to allow him to give us an increase of faith, which then leads to an increase of love.